Okay.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That is correct.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Let me get... There we go.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, I started holding the mic further and further away from my face over the years.
Oh, really?
And I think that's what caused all the audio problems.
So you should just put the mic to your mouth?
Well, you know what it is.
What's that?
And I figured it out. I stopped doing stand-up. Mm-hmm. And when you do stand-up, you can hear your shit. So I got used to always having the mic on my chin.
Right by your lips.
Right by my lips. But becoming a broadcaster...
That's right.
I've developed a different mic technique. Which is honestly good, because that was always a problem for me. Like, I remember I would do shows and then people would come up to me after and be like, why are you always touching the microphone to your face?
That is true. I hate when it touches my lips.
Yeah, well, they are truly disgusting.
You rest it on your chin.
No, sometimes it touches my lips.
Yeah, I've kissed a mic.
I always put it on my chin. That way I know it's the right distance always.
Oh, you literally put it...
I literally touched the mic to my chin.
Skin to mic.
And that's how you talk over it. That's the best way to do it. But then people are like, why are you doing that? It's because I'm a professional, you asshole.
But now as a broadcaster, you have one of those... It's like comes from an arm.
Well, I hold it too far away. That's why...
Yeah,
the audio, at least on my end.
So maybe you should hold it closer. It seems kind of far right now.
I turned it up, so that helps.
Smart.
Yeah.
Smart. Well, I think that's good that I was the fucking audio engineer on the last one.
Yeah.
When I told you to put it close.
Do you want the headphones?
No.
Honestly, it's like...
I can't deal with that.
I don't know.
It's pretty disorienting.
I don't know if anyone's ever thought about this, but perhaps you should do it so everyone has headphones. I don't know if that's even possible, but...
Nah, we don't have that kind of tech.
I don't know. Are we the Breakfast Club?
What?
Oh, it's a radio show.
They don't all have headphones.
I thought they do.
No, they don't have headphones. None of them wear headphones.
Haven't you seen the viral clips?
Like Soulja Boy?
No. I hope so.
Half the show was a really good one.
But
half the show is about trying on different hats.
Absolutely. That's so true.
That is true.
They wear different fits.
I feel like maybe the hosts wear headphones.
Maybe DJ Envy.
And Charlamagne Tha God.
I don't think Charlamagne wears headphones.
None of them wear headphones.
Well, okay. I don't think
a single one wears... I'm going to look this up.
We should look it up.
Because remember when they had Kamala Harris on and they tried to make her come by licking her ears?
Yeah, I remember that.
She was like...
Angela Yee kept licking her fucking
She's like, I've played this game before. I've had fun. I certainly have had fun in college. I've played the ear-licking cum game before. As a prosecutor, you know, you have to stop coming. And that's part of the job. And you think if you stop coming now, in the future, when you come, it'll be...
Yes.
You know, there's a better sense
of
justice.
Dude, not a single motherfucker is wearing headphones, you fucking idiot.
In the clip?
Adam just wanted to let people know he listened.
He knows black people stuff.
And yet, Breakfast Club, which you've never... No, you've never...
I listen live on the radio, on the wireless.
Because you don't have a commute.
You don't have a radio. I get a bowl of cereal out.
DJ Envy, no headphones.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
The baby. Not a headphone in sight, bro. There's not even any like hanging around.
So we shouldn't wear headphones. That's one of the most successful radio programs.
No, too late, man.
Yeah, Adam trying to flex again.
Guess what, man? You actually don't know shit about black people.
Of the culture.
Yeah.
I know about the culture.
Honestly, black people would respect you the least out of all three of us.
That's not true at all.
Absolutely.
I have the most black friends out of all of us.
Black people respect me because they know I can't do any better.
Right.
They know there's no room for improvement.
They have, yes.
They know it's not going to get any better than this.
They would like it if more white people topped out at the place Nick did.
Yeah.
He's not using white privilege.
Right. He's got a lot of money.
You're not going to make me learn. I'm not going to patronize anybody. Mm-hmm. But I'm just kind of like an encumbrance.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Like one of those Piso Mojado. You know those things?
What's that?
There's a spill in a grocery store.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
You would see yourself.
What's a piso mojado?
That's what the caution wet floor is in Spanish.
Oh, in Spanish.
Which as a kid, I always thought was so funny because I thought they were letting Spanish people know, like, hey, this is piss, by the way. We can keep it real with you guys, piso mojado, but the white people, they think it's like juice. So keep it on the DL.
Adam, by the way, being like, I love the new Young Thug to any black person you see doesn't make them your friend.
Yo, I don't do that.
Dead ass.
And I do love this.
Dead ass.
I don't like this new new line of criticism.
It slaps.
Because this is actually something that does hurt my feelings. I don't behave in that manner.
Yeah, you do.
I don't code switch. No, I
you
don't.
Code switch. You
no,
code
I don't.
With your other Vegas Jewish friends.
I code switch around Jews, certainly. I will fully cop to that. That me and other Jews at a younger age did talk sometimes in AAVE. At a much younger age. Mm. But that was out of respect for the
that
culture.
That boy tattling on himself. Now, we all know.
No, that
we
is...
all sit, this is how I code switch.
There is a long lineage...
Like I talk to black people, I talk like their grandma. How you doing, Jeremy?
How you doing, baby?
Oh, y'all listening to your music? That's all right with me. Just keep it down. If I could just... How y'all doing? If I could just ask y'all to keep it down, that would be... Like what? What?
Excuse me? What are you saying, bro?
How you doing, child?
I bet to see you in church on Sunday.
Yeah.
Why do you keep referring to everything as a cookout?
Yeah, I just turn around to my friend. Sorry about that.
Sorry,
I had to deal with these guys.
Greased up working on your cars and teens come by.
Y'all be good now. Y'all be good now.
Hand me the wrench.
Sorry about that.
Damn. But
I was trying to go see El Joker.
El Joker?
Yeah.
Dude, there's credible threats from 4chan.
Mm-hmm.
The NYPD and the army. And
they have the army in there?
The army is in there. The Coast Guard. If you see a boat parked outside of the theater.
Yeah.
They got the Coast Guard in there undercover.
I'd love to see everyone die in friendly fire at the Joker movie.
How about the
cop just kills everyone?
Yeah, like, sorry, I thought I saw a credible threat.
The Toast Guard. The Toast Guard, uh-huh. And it's a bunch of gay guys in sailor outfits that go to like brunch, and they're like, party foul.
Yeah, they're just having bellinis.
Well, they're having toast and
Do they guard the toast?
I don't know what they do.
Okay.
It's, yeah.
I would think it would be gay guys.
That's all I got on that. Anyways, what were you saying? The Joker movie? Somebody shooting it up?
I think Toast Guard has more legs.
Toast Guard seems funnier to me.
It's a gay guy, and it's like French toast in like a little cage that they're guarding.
They're guarding the cage of the brunches inside the cage?
The French toast.
And who are they guarding it from?
Straight people.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just like to imagine. I like to imagine somebody.
This is our toast.
I missed that. Because then we switched positions. I went into the Joker shooting and I was visualizing that.
Yes.
Well, you guys took the reins with the
Toast Guard bit.
The Toast Guard.
I thought it was solid.
Well, yeah, I kind of, I do want to go see the Joker also. Honestly, it's probably just going
to
be
I like to imagine bad, right? Like a guy kicking down the
door.
Good. There's no way it's not like.
It'll be interesting, but bad.
I heard they kept Mark Maron to 9 lines.
It's very fucking hard for me to go see a movie in theaters and not like enjoy the experience.
True. That's a good point.
So no matter what, if I go see something in theaters, it's getting
I love
up.
The magic of the movies. I love sitting there.
Yep.
With a little
looking over
snacks.
At the guy next to you, hoping there's a
you know my friend, shut up.
Reading
shut up.
Reviews of the movie while it's on, ignoring it.
Why do you
like,
say this about
it was
me
so
too.
Good.
This is another thing that you say about me that's
really,
not based on anything.
Because
any
what
fact.
It was about was.
He's watching.
No, I heard from a friend
movie.
Of mine. Yeah.
If I had to rate this movie, I'd say it's 83%. That's my opinion. I'd say if I had to like just feel like what my true opinion of this movie
Listen,
was.
I don't know what.
83% good.
This really does hurt my feelings.
Sorry, man.
Because I love taking contrarian stances.
Oh, what's up, brother cousin? To the janitor.
That's not
out of the movie theater. My man slaps. Did you see the movie? Oh, yeah, me neither. I can't afford this stuff. I'm like you from the ghetto.
The ghetto, brother.
Brother man. You ever hear of the Breakfast Club?
I love the headphones they wear on that show. Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah, those
I'm
headphones,
feeling very attacked right now.
That's,
right,
those man, headphones sorry. Slap.
I don't talk that way.
Charlemagne's headphones go off. Yeah.
I hate him, dude.
You hate Charlemagne?
You hate Charlemagne, dude?
What's the hate about him?
He made that video with Lena Dunham for Hillary Clinton.
He asked the tough questions.
What about his book, Black Privilege?
Mm-hmm. I haven't read it. Is it good?
It's really good. I haven't read it. But it's him and smoking a cigar,
mm-hmm.
you know?
It's certainly a
thought-provoking title,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Black Privilege.
what would yeah. you say? What are some examples of black privilege?
Let's see here.
No one's allowed to touch your hair.
Yeah, yes. That's a privilege.
And Charlemagne, he doesn't want it. He's so against enjoying black privilege, having any advantage over the white man. That
is that his
he
message?
He shaved his head.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Is that the message, though?
I don't fucking know, dude.
Is it like a Ben Carson style message?
You should read it so you can bring up some of those things with the brother.
I don't know what this is. Was it because it was just I was gone for the Jewish holiday?
It's literally because of the headphones.
It's because of the headphones.
Because I said the breakfast.
You said, what are we, the breakfast club?
I'm going to look it up.
I just looked it up. You're going to find one picture.
It's literally every other podcast I've ever done. Everyone has headphones.
Yeah.
What do we got? Except digital?
Except the Breakfast Club.
Yeah.
Which we were on while you were gone.
Yeah, we were on it.
You guys got on?
Yeah.
It was me and Stop and Martin Shkreli.
Did they ask me? Did they ask if they wanted me?
No, they didn't know who you were. They're like, there's a third guy on your podcast?
Yeah.
Okay, this is them not recording, just sitting at the desk.
And guess what? They're not wearing headphones.
Well, they're not live.
I just played a clip where they weren't wearing headphones, man.
Okay. Well...
The one that Miss Pat was on, who's hilarious,
mm-hmm.
they weren't wearing headphones then.
Miss Pat. Is it a man or a woman?
Here they are with Hillary Clinton.
It's Pat.
I've heard of the Breakfast Club. I enjoy it. I would not like to have my ears licked.
They lick every female politician's ear.
Now you know we got to do it, Hillary. Come on, you gotta let us do it. We're gonna lick your ears until you come. To prove we don't wear headphones.
Did I miss the... Well, okay, good job. You found one picture.
Well, here's a picture of Angela Yee wearing headphones.
One picture.
Yeah, one picture.
And they're Beats. I thought they all wear Beats.
Oh, you know the name.
Oh, now that you see a picture of them
Mr.
wearing
headphones
Beats,
guy
you're pretending
over here.
Like you thought they wore
Damn.
Beats.
I love going into the hood and telling the fellas about the headphones.
Nick, this is a rude attack on me.
Hey, fellas, y'all enjoying y'all's Beats by Dre?
Mm-hmm.
Which is what I have also.
Mm-hmm.
No, I have Sony headphones. I got them at Costco.
Keep looking for fucking pictures, dude.
I'm not. I'm done looking. I'm sorry. Right. Go ahead. Accuse me of casual racism some more.
Is it casual racism?
We're accusing you of racism. We're accusing
we didn't say there was anything hard. Casual
it's
about
micro.
It. It's micro. It's pretty. You put a lot of effort into it, actually.
No, Nick, that would be you.
No, you know me. I'm just being casual and cool with my brother cousins.
Brother cousin was
the
good.
The intersection of money and hustling. And just,
yeah, just wearing like a fucking just, like an airbrushed Patrick Star with a grill T-shirt.
Yeah, or bringing your own rag to help some old black guy detail his car. He's the like, only, hey, man, come on, what are you doing? Get your fucking hands off my car.
The only thing I've ever like, done that could oh, be I'm considered.
Sorry. Hey, what's going on, guys?
I thought it was a good old fashioned car rub.
I thought we were all rubbing the car together. I saw this. Boys in the Hood.
The only thing that I have ever done that could be considered racist was I wore a kente cloth at my graduation.
That's
you
pretty
know,
good.
A sash, a kente
but
cloth
it was,
sash.
It was out of respect.
It was out of respect for the international politics program. I thought we had to dress international.
Did you actually do that?
No.
Oh, that would be awesome. I would respect that.
Yeah.
Damn, I loved walking at graduation but never actually getting a degree.
How about Kent State cloth?
Okay, you get shot. It's got bullet holes.
Something like that.
Did you see that runway show at Fashion Week that had like different hoodies with bullet holes in them? And one said like Parkland.
No.
One said Columbine.
No, yeah. But that's all Fashion Week is, right? It's dumb stuff like that. Some guy wearing like,
I guess so.
Wearing a TV as a shirt. He's got like a fucking Toshiba hanging off his neck.
Yeah, like what? I really don't get. Like I see some fashion shit and it's like, just the dumbest shit of all time.
Yeah.
Do people really wear, like, I don't know. Like,
no, it's for rich gay people that don't have any talents.
Yeah.
That's what you do. You go into fashion.
No one wears most of that clothes.
If you're a gay guy that can't make music or sing or write or dance, any of the things that you're just good at.
Right.
So, like, the most trash kind of gay guy.
The worst, yeah.
Yeah.
They're like, I'm obsessed with clothes.
Except Christian Siriano, Baltimore's own.
Who's that?
He's the guy that won Project Runway. And he dresses like every lady with big titties now.
What do you mean?
Niecy Nash and made her look good. I mean, not that she needed help. Niecy's got some fat old titties and butt cheeks.
The lady from, Reno 911.
And Claws, though. Have you seen Claws?
I see the ads played during the NBA playoffs. Of course.
That's a show that
on TNT.
Young me. I've grown past beating off the television shows.
You would have beat to that?
Absolutely. Everyone's
trashy. What's it about? A nail salon?
Yeah, it's like late. It's like trashy ladies in Florida.
But they do crimes.
Is it a sitcom or is
no? It's like a
drama.
It's like a weird.
Is it funny?
One of those like drama that's a little funny type bullshit.
The other bald guy from
Hank.
Hank from
Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad is in it. Yeah,
I've just been watching nothing but Homicide. I love having a DVD box set, dude. You get up. I mean, it gives me something to do. You know, get up, change the disc.
Yeah. People listening at their jobs right now that make like so a quarter insulting. Of what you do in a year.
I just not got something to do during the day.
Change the CDs.
It's nice, man. Just have something to do during the day.
You know, real hardworking kind of guy.
Totally, man.
Sometimes it says it cannot read disc. You got to take it out and.
Yep.
Blow on it a bit. Put it in there.
Sometimes
you're like, all right.
You got to get a little something to squirt on.
All right, let's see what Giardello's up to. Nice. Oh, there's a murder.
Who would have thunk?
Yeah. There's not many episodes where there's no murders.
I thought that's what the show's about. I mean, it's in the title, no?
Oh.
It was on NBC, so there's no tits or anything, right?
There is tits.
What?
Yeah, you briefly see Danny Baldwin's wife's tits.
Is she hot?
You see one of her nipples for a half frame.
I remember it was in NYPD Blue, they showed Dennis Franz's ass once.
Yeah, that was a big thing.
That was like a big deal.
Because I remember that was all over the news.
Yeah,
in like 1995, they're like, you can see his ass.
Like, just one of the most unattractive human beings on earth. Yeah.
Who?
Dennis Franz, the bald fat guy.
He stopped sitting right there.
Sorry, dude.
What?
You can't say.
He's way less cute than you.
You're saying that his face, that Dennis Franz is one of the most unattractive.
No. Okay, he's not. He doesn't look like Savi. He has a mustache.
First of all, how dare you?
Dennis Franz has a mustache.
I know. That's
he's
what
making
that's,
a joke about my the, mustache.
Yeah, yeah.
His is just, if not more, weak.
Oh, I'm growing it back. Yeah.
I love that.
On paper, I am not cute yet.
This is a look you guys can't copy. I don't have to worry about this.
That's true. We're low T.
I wish I had big, thick beard hair.
It's not even a high T thing. It's high on wisdom. It's because I got a lot of advice to give out to people.
You're only allowed to get a beard if you're wise?
You got to be wise as shit.
Fuck!
Yeah.
I want to be wise, dude.
Mm-hmm.
How did you
just being on it. On like a mountain somewhere, and somebody like comes up, they're like, "Sir, can you please move your car?" I'm like, "Then life is behind me." And they're like,
you just
"No,
did
can
a
you?
State park?
Yeah,
like on a little hill."
I don't do any of that anymore. They're like, "Please just move your car.
Just move the car. You're blocking it. You're blocking the bus."
If you need me, then maybe if you beg me and I feel like I'm.
We're gonna tow it, man. It's all good. We're just gonna tow the car. Who cares? Just trying to do you a favor.
I'll move it. Give me a second. Let me get
one second.
Let me just get my stuff here. You don't have anything. Yeah.
Just you'd have one brought, sec.
You have nothing. You brought
Let me
nothing.
Pick up all my things.
Let me get my.
You're not even. You're only wearing shorts.
You don't even have anything.
You don't have shoes on.
Your dick is coming out the bottom.
Okay, well, just chill.
Just everybody chill
everyone
out.
Everyone chill out.
Everyone relax for a second while we think
beep,
about it.
Beep, yeah. Beep. There's no drugs here. It's done. We're towing this car.
You completely dropped the accent.
Fuck.
Fuck. Oh, yeah. No, no. Come on. You fucking pieces of shit. Oh, baby, I want to fuck a straight man. Yeah, dude, I want wisdom.
I was watching the Batman animated series episode with
which one?
The Two-Faced two-parter.
Nice. That's a fucking heater.
Well, what's funny is because Batman's not in it for all of like the first one. I mean, just barely at the end. It's just Bruce Wayne. And so it's Bruce Wayne just being...
Oh, yeah, it's the backstory and shit.
It's the backstory.
Yeah, so that one fucking rocks.
It's all just about Harvey Dent.
Damn.
So Batman's just... It's just Bruce Wayne and, like, being, like, a clinger on to fucking Harvey Dent's life because no one knows he's Batman. But he's saying all this weird shit because the audience knows he's Batman, but no one else does.
Right.
So he's like, come on, Harvey, you can tell me. Everyone knows I love keeping secrets. And it's like, this just seems like a gay man.
Yeah. He's trying to suck off his friend in public office.
Yeah, he's like
to ruin his career.
Yeah, he's like, Harvey, when are you gonna marry that beautiful fiance of yours? At like a press conference, and no one reacts to it.
He's just like, wait, he did that?
Yeah, he says it.
Oh, that's so funny.
Let me put it on.
He's
on,
trying to fuck her or something.
No, he just comes off like. You just keep talking at him.
He comes off as gay.
It's gonna take minutes before this is up. Please just put the microphone back on your face.
It's in my face. It's on my chin. Old style.
Damn, this show is so good, dude. The animation's tight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's very like 1920s kind of vibe.
Yeah, this
19 inches, more like it.
Yeah.
Which is half of my dick.
Yeah.
Damn, imagine having a 40 inch dick.
What do you mean imagine?
Whoa. Harvey.
Yeah, yeah. This is where he does it. It's yeah, definitely. This is Bruce Wayne bombing.
When are you going to marry that gorgeous fiance of yours?
There we go.
It is
better marry her soon, Harv, or I just might steal her away myself. You do.
He's just bombing.
Nobody, shut up, Bruce.
Yeah, nobody reacts to it. He just seems like a weird gay guy.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I mean, the judge threw out the case against Thorne's men. Also, Two-Face looks kind of thick, dude.
Grace.
Darling, Bruce is your friend.
Don't be embarrassed.
Don't be embarrassed.
Lots of people see psychiatrists, Harv, when they're running for public office.
Oh, wow.
Some voters feel about shrinks. Well, I, for one, am proud of you and relieved. It takes a strong man to admit when he has a problem.
Yeah, yeah, just keep it under your hat, okay?
Don't worry. If there's anything I know, it's how to keep a secret.
Yeah,
yeah,
I'm gay.
Yeah, in the 30s. In the 30s, no one knows he's Batman. Yeah. You can't go around saying shit like that. You're telling your friends to go to therapy in 1933.
Go to therapy?
Yeah.
I think it's so great you're into musicals, Harvey.
Yeah, I might steal her away myself. And everyone's like, oh, it's that gay.
Yeah, right, Bruce. I bet you will. And what, paint her nails?
Yeah. I might help her comb her hair in your fucking mansion.
Your mansion where you live alone, yeah. Collecting young boys.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that gymnast boy that comes
you
over
go
to
around looking for the most flexible boys, yeah. Without parents.
Yeah, yeah, his parents are dead. Yeah.
Give all that money to that orphanage, and then you spend all the time in your secret basement
with your little acrobat boy.
Yeah.
Your best friend and acrobat boy. Mm-hmm. Oh, and also boy. Your like older, queer, like British friend.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
That calls you master. Yeah.
Oh, Harvey, I forgot to tell you, my friend Prince Andrew will be coming by this week. I'd really like you to meet him.
He's friends with a lot of politicians. Yeah. Believe me, Harvey.
Mm-hmm.
These Two-Face is just half pedophile, half regular guy.
Yeah. Epstein.
Oh, fuck. Yeah.
You'll never figure out the secret of the island, Batman. Where are the little girls, Epstein?
I just said they're on the island.
Mm.
You'll never find out.
Yeah, I guess in a way, the Democrats kind of are like Batman, you know, because they're Bruce Wayne normally.
Yes.
Who is a global pedophile elitist.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Which all of the Democrats are. Man, just,
agreed.
That's so funny that Todd Starnes said that Democrats worship Moloch and sacrifice children on Fox News.
Did he get fired?
Yeah, yeah, and then they fired him.
That's one of the guys that's like always drunk too.
That rules. What do you mean, Lou Moloch? Dobbs? Yeah. Who is Moloch?
What do you mean, who is Moloch? Don't pretend like you don't know who Moloch is.
I really
Nick literally
not
talked
know
about it for 3 weeks while during the Epstein thing.
Moloch is a pagan god.
The pagan god that Hillary Clinton kills kids to pay tribute to.
Interesting.
Yeah, he's got the head of a cow.
Oh yeah, didn't they find like the statue of it in
In Epstein's Island? Yeah, they all were worshiping it and raping children to it.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah. in his house for real. Didn't they have, or maybe in Ghislaine's?
Ghislaine had a Moloch statue.
I think so, is that when people make Satan? That's the one they the goat head guy.
No, that's Baphomet.
Baphomet.
Yeah.
What about Baphomet?
No, I think that's how it's pronounced.
He's getting his dick sucked.
Yeah.
The he's goat head. Off.
The goat head one, the one that's like pointing this way and he's got the other hand up.
Yeah.
That's
yeah. That's Baphomet?
Yeah, that's Baphomet.
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 The god of getting hit.
The god of sucking dick.
The pagan lord of getting your dick sucked.
Yeah.
That's my god. Baphomet.
Jordan Peterson, the god of sucking dick.
I'm gay.
I'm the god of sucking dick.
I'm gay and I take too many pills.
Mm, let me suck your dick, Bucko.
It's tight that he's zanned out.
Yeah, he's just listening to fucking
Lil Peep.
Lil Peep. Yeah.
I would
Gone
love to
too
see
soon.
I would love to see a One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest thing with Jordan Peterson in a mental institution. And him just trying to adjust to life in there.
Yeah.
I know he went to rehab, but I like to imagine he's
I should be one of the doctors, not one of the patients.
Is that what he would say?
Rape me.
Well, he's a psychotherapist. Uh-huh.
No, he's not.
Psychologist.
Which, by the way, that's barely fucking science.
Yeah, that's
dude.
A like white, like rich Jewish girls majoring in undergrad.
Absolutely.
Psychology.
Psychology?
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree with that take. And I would like you to take...
Why is
my
that?
Dick out of my pants. And stuff.
I don't know, but then they all become.
You're not familiar with that? Just like
they all become
a bunch of bitches. Just I'm into
trying to get their MRS. You know what I'm saying?
That's because you're not as
mental,
educated
mentally
as a
retarded certificate.
Yeah.
Yes, with an S.
Because they let them spell it.
Yeah. Well, what does it stand for?
It's your missus trying to get like a rich husband. So you're like, I study psychology, and then they either
really?
Don't do anything with it, or they, or then they become speech pathologists, or something.
Oh, this is that's like a joke you read in Good Housekeeping, Adam.
I think it's like a kind of a
getting your MRS.
Yeah,
I thought it was like a well-known thing.
Joke.
It wasn't like a joke.
Yeah, nice. You and the girls tell that one to each other.
I heard she was gonna get her MRS.
I heard she was getting her MRS.
Okay, all right.
You and.
Okay.
Jonathan Van Ness throwing that one back and forth. I heard a little bird told me that she is bird. Getting her MRS.
I would love to get my MR.
Yeah.
I want to be a fucking sugar baby, dude. Sugar, yeah. I want a 40-year-old lady to...
I like this dude that's like, yes, sir, I have information that can lead to the shame of Elizabeth Warren. I blasted her old ass pussy out for cash. Cold hard cash. Following orders. Sexually pleasuring her with my dick and mouth from Amazon gift cards.
Came from my commanding officer.
Yeah, I'm here to salute the press conference.
Wait, that was what the Jacob Bull thing was?
Yeah, I was watching it before.
Who is the guy that they found? Just some random jarhead guy?
No.
Was he hot?
I think he's a tier one operator. Oh,
so sick.
Yeah.
She got dicked down by a SEAL Team 6
guy? It's so funny. It's like the premise is what? That he's in the military, but then on the side, he's a
gigolo.
Gigolo. He's having sex for
getting it.
Jacob will rock,
never mind
dude.
The fact that, like, I don't think that's real.
That is a job.
I don't believe that there's women paying for
sex. No, that's real.
No.
You know, I think there's probably like 10 guys doing it
that guy
in the world.
Scott Steiner from WCW, Big Papa Pump. He's literally a male escort.
No, yeah,
like everything about currently, he looks like shit, though.
Dude. But
he took way too many steroids.
Dude, bitches just want to get fucking manhandled by
Big Papa Pump.
It's like
Papa
when guys
and
sing,
Buff Bagwell, sing like, oh, I'm their Bagwell. The gayest duo, the gym boys.
Yeah, like all those guys in regular porn, they had to do gay shit before they got there.
True. You well, know. I'm not saying. Listen, those guys also get their dick sucked.
Those are the bringer shows.
They're definitely like.
You pay your dues.
They're
brother.
Definitely yeah. gay escorts for sure.
Yeah, they'll get sucked off by guys. Mm-hmm. It's like the movie that Angelina Jolie's dad gets sucked off by that guy in
Midnight Cowboy.
Yeah, he tries to fuck hot old ladies.
That was so confusing the first time I saw it. The first trick he turns is getting his dick sucked.
I know.
I've been watching The Insider all morning.
With Russell Crowe?
Yeah.
Is that
yeah.
a story about my dick and a hot lady's pussy?
Yeah, it's about your dick being absorbed back into your body.
No. I said the one.
That would be inside.
In a woman's like, pussy.
Yeah.
He's not like, my body.
He's like, yeah, they call my dick the Gladiator. And she's like, they should call it The Insider.
Oh.
Another Russell Crowe movie.
Wait, is Russell Crowe saying that?
And then you're like, she's sucking your dick. And you're like, damn, that's some beautiful mind.
Yeah.
Sorry, I got it. I'll tell you what. I got it.
Okay. Yeah, and then I fuck her in California, but I'm like, no one can find out about this.
Mm-hmm.
Let's
mm-hmm.
call it L.A. Confidential.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone else want to go?
I don't remember.
I don't remember any other movie. I was just trying to think.
Oh, yeah. She's like, wait... you also have a pussy? And you're like, yeah, they call me the Cinderella Man. Like, why? Like, I don't know. It's a girl's name.
It's a girl's... Because I'm a man. Because
I'm
a girl.
Man. And yeah, it's a girl.
Fuck, what other movie?
My dick pills stop working at midnight. And they call me Cinderella Man.
Yeah. I identify as a Dom Daddy Top. They call me the Master and Commander.
Yes.
Yeah.
Did you just look
up
more?
Yeah, I did.
Cool.
It doesn't count.
I forgot.
So cool, dude.
Man.
Shut up. Get that one to yourself,
no,
Adam.
No.
The look up Russell Crowe.
The joke is the only part of a joke is that we remember a movie.
It's to go to the list. And then fucking...
barely have it set up.
Yeah.
They call me a Dom Daddy Dom.
The master and commander.
Yeah, it's weird because I feel like he was
been in 100 movies.
He was in everything for years. They put him in every movie.
Yeah.
That movie... He did a miniseries where he plays the guy, the Fox guy that raped people. Roger Ailes.
Yeah.
But I don't know what it's called.
Remember when he was like banned from Hollywood for a while for throwing that phone at that guy?
Yeah, he had a meltdown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like that happens all the time, though.
Yeah,
Joaquin
had a meltdown on the set of Joker, and they played the clip on Kimmel.
I just watched it this morning.
Yeah.
Really? He responded well to it, honestly.
What'd he do?
He's like, honestly, I didn't think that this would be released.
Yeah.
But he's like, I feel like I should apologize.
He didn't even really have
guy.
A meltdown. Everyone's like looking for ways to criticize him in the movie or whatever.
Why does anyone give a fuck about this movie so much?
I don't know. It's stupid. But they, like in the clip, they're calling him Cher because he's like trying to like, I don't know, act or whatever. And he's like, I'm trying to create something fucking real here.
Oh, I thought that was literally part of the movie. No. I saw that clip and I was like, this is okay. The Joker loves Cher.
Yeah.
Because doesn't he say, like, oh, Cher, one of the best? Didn't he say, take it as
well,
a compliment?
I think he was saying that the DP wouldn't stop whispering while he was like doing his takes.
Yeah. Well, somebody shared like that anecdote about him like walking off set or whatever.
Yeah, which didn't seem.
And then they were like, I'm so tired of men. And it's like, all right.
He took a walk.
He's trying to do his job.
Acting.
It's just like literally everything now.
Yeah. Also,
other than
actors,
outside of being
shut the fuck up.
Right, all of them.
All of them were pieces.
Well, somebody responded to it, and they responded with like some anecdote about Toni Collette or whatever. About like, yeah, I remember asking Toni Collette about did this movie give her trauma because it was such a deep role, and she said, well, it's just a movie.
Yeah.
And it's like, I distinctly remember a story about her like abusing some PA on set. And it's like, oh, you were charmed by one of the fucking narcissists in the industry charmed you and the other one didn't?
Totally. It's like all of them are like fucking just pieces of shit.
Yeah. Like the thing is that they're very good at it, so you don't realize.
They're pieces of shit, or they're makes them movie morons. Stars.
Yeah.
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 They're all rude. Who cares?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Tom Cruise probably isn't rude.
No,
I feel like
he's there's no way that guy is fun to hang out with at all.
I don't think he's fun to hang out with.
But not rude.
I don't think he's rude. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He seems soulless. Tom.
I think he was just like, he just reads as like abused kid. That's like has like on the edge.
That's constantly like
yeah,
constantly like disassociating.
I love him, dude.
I do too.
Yeah, I mean Shia is the best example of that.
Yeah,
he's such a like a fascinating person to watch.
Weird. Yeah,
it's that Hot Ones interview is like, man, this guy is.
Also, he's talking weird in that.
He's talking weird in everything. You can find any interview with him from like 6 years ago, and they're like, how do you feel about this role? And he's like, that's actually very interesting. Because I, you know, he's like a completely different fucking person.
It's weird.
And now he's this like, well, he's got this, yeah, this like good old boy, this like mama's good boy fucking yes man breakfast
buddy. But he's from LA. He's like a child actor.
I know.
I don't know, but it sounds weird.
Yeah, he's like, man, it's a good interview. Yeah, no, it's. Yeah, it's tight that you're...
Kind of like Evan.
Yeah.
A little bit like Evan.
But Evan's from North Carolina.
He's doing this thing that like...
Maybe he's doing a character.
It's not
like
a
method
character
thing.
No, but he does. He's not a method actor. In fact, then one thing he like addresses in the... You know, I don't know. I mean, the whole thing is like... You know, yeah, he just doesn't... There is no underlying personality, or he's not comfortable with whatever the underlying personality is.
Yeah.
Which is necessary to a certain extent for most people. Most people do have like some kind of like import of like what's going on around them, and it's reflected in their behavior. Some people don't, and they're just fucking like autistic,
yeah,
or whatever. But for him, it's like so far in the direction that there's no semblance of anything that's actually him left.
You think so? You think he's got nothing?
It doesn't seem like it. Yeah. I mean, it really does. You watch him talk, and it doesn't seem like there's anything there anymore. You know.
Yeah, I really, that was a weird ass interview.
I like the video of him drunk at a pool party freestyling.
I don't remember. I didn't see that one.
He rocks, dude.
I wonder what the sister from Even Stevens.
Ren?
Looks like these days.
Ren and Stimpy.
Sister.
Remember that as an insult, Adam?
No, I didn't read that in Good Housekeeping.
I don't know. I always talk
all
about
my insults come from Good Housekeeping.
Mm-hmm. Her MRS.
Christian. That's a thing people say.
Sure. No, I believe you.
Yeah, I believe you too, man.
Yeah.
Christy Carlson Romano.
Is that Ray Romano's wife?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah,
I'm about to come. Oh, all done. Good job, Ray.
Yeah.
Good job coming in my pussy. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, I think it came out after that freestyle vid that it was plagiarized.
What?
Oh.
Yeah, he was plagiarized a lot.
Interesting. That's weird.
He ripped off somebody's...
For like a being in a park
freestyle. He plagiarized somebody's movie, and then it was discovered that he ripped the whole thing off.
Whoa.
So then to apologize, he plagiarized someone else's apology.
Sick.
And that to do that, he was like, yeah, because, you know, it's all like built on top of each other. It's like, you know, sort of like a retrospective on lying itself, like plagiarizing itself, you know.
Trying to sound deep.
He's trying to do an art project.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, he's not like particularly dumb. The other thing is to remember is like you look back at when he was a kid, he's like a bright kid and he's funny. He's capable of being funny.
Yeah, he was funny.
He just, what it is... is like he's somebody that's funny that like thinks that's gay now because everyone called him gay and it had to happen. Like he got bullied for being funny on like a scale that is like international and destroyed
being
him.
Goofy as shit.
Right. Whereas like, you know, if you're like a, you know, like us or whatever, you're like funny growing up and you think people like you and then somebody pulls you aside like, hey man, you're still a faggot. I mean,
just to let you know.
Just to let you know.
Like this is all fun and games.
It's fun, yeah.
We're all laughing because you did something embarrassing.
Yeah, right. But
we don't respect you.
Yeah, and then
and you're still getting your ass kicked.
And then the correct turn is to become even funnier.
Yeah, I'll show you.
Right.
I'll dedicate my life.
I will
life
make
to
it my entire life.
And not be a whole person.
Until I destroy an entire generation.
Never have a lasting relationship.
Of young autistic people.
Yeah.
Who just want to go around and say slurs and repeat the things. I ruin your life.
Yeah. We'll see. I hope your son's not on the spectrum, pal.
Yeah. Oh. I am deep inside your children. They'll betray you in my name.
Yep. But yeah, Shia's got a little bit of a comeback going, right? He's got that movie about.
Well, he never went away.
No, he did, dude. He was gone.
No, he's been in things.
He works.
No,
he works.
Last 4 years.
He works. Not only does he work, but fucking for a long time, he was like the one of the highest paid fucking actors in Hollywood.
Because the Transformers movie?
Yeah, he was getting like fucking like 12, 15 million a picture.
I know, but after that run, it's like literally last four, he did that weird like Eagle Heart or whatever the fuck.
Eagle Eye?
After that, and then like the movie where he fucks, right?
Transformers, he was in Fury.
He was in Nymphomaniac.
Nymphomaniac.
He was in a weird music video, a Sia music video. Did you ever see that? Where he's dancing with a child.
Yeah.
Like, very intensely.
That child was like in a lot of her videos, I think.
Well, whatever. It was fucking weird.
Yeah, it was strange.
It fucking creeped me out.
I think you should play Guile in a character study. That's, we don't see any of the fighting. It's just we get a look into Guile's life and his mind. Mm-hmm. You know,
that's. I mean, Joker has started like. That's what Joker basically.
We
is.
Should do
just fucking get, like fuck
after
this.
Joker.
I want to see the Joker shoot. I mean,
yeah, I want to see.
Joker doesn't fuck people up in this.
I want to see just a fucking bitch for most of it.
He's like, just at the creek.
No, the next Todd.
He's at a lottery.
He's
bike.
Just bombing at the creek.
The next Todd Phillips movie is like, you know, it's 1969, the summer of love, and Sonic has moved to Greenwich Village, and he's getting into.
Oh, it's a different period.
And he just it's Sonic and. He's like, it's a huge, like Bob Dylan is just blowing up and he, Sonic develops this weird crush on Bob Dylan and he doesn't know how to live with it because he's, you know, he comes from a very strict Southern Baptist family. And so he kind of throws himself in the music, but the closer he gets to the music to escape his like homosexual feelings towards Bob Dylan, the star of the Greenwich Village, the closer it brings him to Bob Dylan until eventually the movie culminates with him raping a prostitute and then killing himself.
Oh, and it's Sonic.
Yeah, and it's called Sonic.
Does he ever run?
And it's
no, he doesn't run.
He never runs.
It's Shia.
He doesn't get any rings.
Yeah, no running.
He beats the prostitute to death with a big golden ring. Yeah, that's it.
And then the trailer.
Yeah, just one ring.
The trailer is just like, you know, him walking around Greenwich Village with a guitar on his back. With a chorus of like children whispering like da na 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 na.
That's sick.
October 3rd, Halloween, the scariest movie release. Is people are like, what is this? So like, I don't know. It's kind of like Inside Llewyn Davis.
Yeah, it's basically Inside Llewyn Davis, but the guy's wearing blue.
Yeah, but he's Sonic
and he's gay.
Yeah, we basically described Inside Llewyn Davis.
But he's gay.
He's gay.
And he's a blue hedgehog.
And he's Sonic.
And he's Sonic.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. That'd be a cool movie. People would be.
I would literally watch that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I will watch Joker, but I will be mad the whole time.
Why? You're just telling yourself you got to be mad because you don't want to, like. Have something in common with the incels that want
to
see the movie.
That's, dude, I just think it's fucking lame as shit to do this super serious study of a dumbass character. The Joker's just stupid.
But it's
just,
maybe it's a good movie.
We don't need like in-depth ass. I want to watch acid and watch superhero movies. Mm-hmm. I don't want to sit there and watch Joaquin Phoenix like really go for it in fucking Joker. That's weird. Just make a regular good movie.
The point is that they don't. This is like how you do that these days. But, it's Hollywood's fault, baby.
Dude, but that's what I'm saying. It sucks my dick.
Mm-hmm.
Just make a movie. I mean, whatever.
They couldn't make The King of Comedy today. Yeah. You know?
So they're just, but they are basically, it seems like they're just
making. But here's
King
the thing.
Comedy.
I mean, it, like, with all of what Joker is wrapped up into, it does, at a certain point, it does extend outside of just being a comic book character. It's like, it does, like, people are like, oh, why are we not addressing, like, the James Holmes thing? And it's like, it does kind of, like the cultural events surrounding this character and all of this, like this conversation at large, is sort of inherent to all that Joker bullshit anyways. It's like, it's why there's this reaction to the movie. You wouldn't have this reaction if it was like, I don't know, who's another fucking, like Venom or whatever.
No one cares about Venom.
Nobody would give a shit. And they did that. They made Venom.
Venom was good. Stupid as shit.
If Venom was about...
I think his tongue is disgusting. Yeah,
I didn't see it either. But if the character in Venom was kind of like this like incel loser or whatever...
No, I would not want to see that. I want to see Venom. Like, dude, Venom was awesome because it had Eminem. Right. It felt like those shit before they figured out how to make Marvel movies.
Yeah.
It was so stupid and bad, and like Tom Hardy.
I have no idea what Joker is about. But like there's to say that there's no reason artistically to like explore a certain type of fucking identity that for the most part people like to the extent that they're literally afraid of it, that like, oh, we need to put undercover police officers theater because, and it's being like addressed in Hillary Clinton's campaign. We need to talk about people who post Pepe on the fucking internet. I mean, it's like whether you think what they think and do is dumb, it's like, it's something that shouldn't be like there's no reason not to fucking address it in art. There's like no reason not to.
I guess, but why does it have to be the Joker, bro?
Because, what should it be? Pepe the Frog?
I don't know, just...
Or fucking, I don't know, the Dylan Roof movie? You can't make that.
I don't know, man. I guess I was interested in seeing it as like a, oh, this is going to be fucking stupid and bad way. And now it's just making me mad because people are talking about it. Whatever, I'll see it. I'm just like... It just is taking itself really seriously, and I don't know. It's just something about
it. You liked Thor Ragnarok because it's like funny and cartoony.
It's just stupid as shit.
Yeah.
There's no stakes. The fact that it's even like people, it's annoying to me that people are even like discussing it as like dangerous.
Yeah.
Well, that's gay, but like it's
cool. It also just feels like this is like their PR strategy.
I don't know. I just think Joaquin Phoenix is a great actor and I want to see him do work, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I want to see it for that because it's wrong. It's stupid. It doesn't make any sense that he should do it. There's a lot of great people involved. It seems like a waste of resources. I'm willing to be wrong and it's a good movie, but I'm going to just go see it and see if it's good. I will. I'm not a man to let my fucking whatever the fuck's ideas. Yeah,
you don't have principles.
In. Yeah, I don't have principles. Yeah. I'm not a man.
We know what you meant.
I won't. Whatever. My fucking. Whatever. It doesn't matter. I don't get. I don't care anymore. Actually, fuck this movie.
Yeah.
This movie can suck my dick.
I would like it to be good. I mean, it's like.
I would like to be surprised that it's actually good.
I
heard it's pretty.
I already have somebody that. I already have a ticket purchased for me.
Yeah.
On my behalf.
Nice.
When are you going? On Monday?
Oh, were you invited?
I think I'm going to.
Oh, never mind. I'm going to a different thing.
How did you assholes get tickets and I didn't?
We were invited.
From who?
I think you're invited too.
No, from somebody that wasn't going around saying that the movie sucks.
Oh, I think it's good if it gets me a free ticket.
Me and Adam are friends with Todd Phillips.
Are you serious?
Yeah. We think PC has ruined comedy.
Yeah.
The Hangovers 2 and 3 were because of PC. That's why they signed.
That's probably it. Like, there's no reason why, even if you felt that way, to like just announce that. That the fact that that got like traction or whatever does seem like.
That's what I'm saying, dude.
That part where it's like, oh, you, because it's so unrelated to the fucking movie. But for Todd Phillips to be like, yeah, you can't on like
it's gonna do numbers because of the controversy.
Yeah, people are gonna be like, you're right, you can't, and then they'll go see the Joker movie. And then it's like, well, that'll make money. And then fucking people, like executives, are going to be like, maybe we should, how about we do like, we have a comedy show where we really stick it to the chinks. and then it's like, they'll go so far in the other direction.
Yeah.
Where it's like, it's not even like.
You think this is Todd Phillips' big plan to get Shane?
I don't think it's any kind of big plan. It's like the argument about representation in media and stuff, it all happens on such like a superficial, strictly,
it's all Jew lawyers.
Strictly like economic level where it's like, what matters to you is that more money is being spent on your identity.
Right.
It's like not even really about like, oh, seeing role models or whatever. Because again, it's like that.
I think that matters to people.
It does matter to a certain extent, but
to
what's more,
it doesn't matter.
Executives doesn't matter at all, and it's like the unwillingness to really look at it and say, like, okay, well, I should, you know, I mean, I haven't really thought about it
thought about anything I've said.
It's like, but the fact that people see SNL saying, like, oh, well, we were trying to appeal to conservative audiences, and then just like being like, ha ha, so he was a you know, an affirmative action hire, ha ha. Well, too bad he doesn't get the show. And it's like, well, one of them will, and like then they're gonna see it's profitable, and then you'll realize immediately that all of these companies that you thought were your friend
right.
aren't, because there's no they're not making money off you anymore. Yeah. And they'll drop the entire fucking thing like a ton of bricks.
Yeah,
and it's like why you wouldn't even like consider.
Well,
that.
Not all, but it's still PR though. At the end of the day,
what
they
you
can't
mean?
Like drop it.
They don't want bad PR, and
they
like
have to
Hollywood
lip
is.
Service to it,
yeah, maybe. Hollywood is like notoriously cautious when it comes to any of this shit.
Also notoriously cautious.
Cautious too, mm-hmm. Not cautious about fucking kids though. However.
That's what I mean. They're cautious. They pull their cocks out for children to suck. anyway.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I guess I'll see. Can I get tickets?
Yeah, I'll text.
Maybe.
You.
I tried buying tickets for it's sold out everywhere.
I know.
I mean, you go to any theater and it's fucking sold
out. I
want to
see The Irishman, dude. Is that shit out yet?
Oh, I don't know.
Some people that went to advanced screens.
It's
going to
be in theaters for a month and then on Netflix.
My dick is hard. People say that's good.
It's
shocked.
3.5 hours long.
I don't
long.
Give a fuck. Marty, dude.
Yeah. I know, but I gotta like dose again midway through the movie.
That's the other thing. Is it just gonna destroy? Like, are people gonna go to movie theaters in fucking 15 years?
Yeah, but
I like
be, like,
going to the movies.
Things.
I mean, it's like it's so expensive now. I mean, like their goal for the last like decade has been to get ticket prices up to $20 a ticket. You know,
mm-hmm.
And it's like it's really just not fucking worth it to go see a movie
not at all.
Even with the money that I make. It's like, I used to go to movies all the time. Why don't I do that? And then I look at ticket prices and it's like, oh, yeah, that's not.
Well, it's just like, I think.
Going, two people, you go out to the movies, two people. It used to be a thing that you could just go do. You're just like, fuck it, we'll go to the movies for
when
the afternoon.
When MoviePass was out, that was really
that
fucking
was
golden
tight,
era, man.
Yeah. When I was a teenager, it was like $7.25 to go see a fucking movie.
Yeah. You know? You remember the after run movie theaters, like the discount movie theaters?
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Shouts out Beltway Movie 6. That shit rules.
Yeah, it was like $1 or something.
Yeah, you used to be able to go see a new movie, though, for like $7-$8.
Yeah.
It's two people.
On a matinee.
Two people, yeah. And then you'd be looking at like, you know, like maybe if you get concessions or whatever. Like those were always like, you know, kind of.
That's where they made their money.
They made their money, but it wasn't ridiculous. Now it's fucking obscene.
A large popcorn's $9.
Yeah.
Medium is $8.
I really.
Small is $7.
I really fucking. Like, what the fuck? I fucking hate like the draft house and they're like, you could have dinner while you watch a movie places.
Why do you hate that?
I always spill. Like, because there's no lights.
I just want to have popcorn, bro. I'm not trying
just
to
keep it on my lap.
Meal.
Yeah.
You ever do the move where you get like the different chocolates and stuff? Like and
honestly,
like candies
no,
and then
I don't.
You put it in with the popcorn?
No.
My friend did that once and it kind of
I'm out of
it. It was
I'm
kind
out
of sick.
That. Fuck that.
You get the
popcorn,
sweet
no,
and the savory.
I don't
though.
Want that.
You don't want it?
I want salt. Mm-hmm. I want
but you
just
get the salt.
Salt,
but salt with chocolate is really
no,
good.
You've turned salt into.
I don't do that myself, but if someone's doing
you've
it,
turned.
I remember
instead of having two things, you have one thing.
I remember.
That's sweet.
I remember.
Well, sweet and savory.
No,
I remember being like powers. Fucking 12 years old when they put the butter out front, and they're like, "Yeah, you can do that. You
that
can be in charge
a
of this."
Huge day.
And I'm like, "This seems irresponsible."
That was a big ass day
yeah.
for me, bro.
I don't like
the guy.
Butter.
What happened after 9/11? That we now live in a world where they have metal detectors at the movie theater to make sure no one does the Joker at the Joker movie, but you're still in charge of your own butter distribution.
I love that shit, dude.
I don't think so.
I went crazy.
Remember when they had the flavored toppings out front?
Yes.
They were still chained up. Mm-hmm. So no one would steal the caramel salt
someone
shaker.
Would, though.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
It made you
well,
want
we were
to.
Laughing about that, about the chains on the doors at the fucking
Baskin-Robbins, yeah.
I said, come on, man, pull up, son. Reparations. You're going to get this birthday cake.
Yeah.
You put a giant padlock.
Yeah, they have a birthday cake fridge.
So no one will steal the birthday cake.
But, like, just imagine running
just
down
just
the
a
street.
Smash and grab with a fucking.
I would love
just
that.
Stealing a cake.
A cake for a baby.
Cake.
A big football.
I love that.
I love
that Dunkin' Donuts,
yeah.
Baskin Robbins.
I might go.
I
get
go
it.
There all the time.
I might go get a birthday an ice cream cake after this.
Why not, dude?
I love an ice cream.
Finish
cake.
Watching The Insider. Think about taking pills.
just thinking about it.
Yeah, just think about it. You know, imagine what my life would be like.
If you took pills?
Yeah.
You could take pills, bro.
Could I?
What's the way to die?
Can I borrow a feeling?
Can I suck on your penis? Let me see your little ass dick. Let me see that little dick. My dick is fucking small.
What do we got going on now? I'm trying to see if there's any update on this guy that accused Elizabeth Warren of sucking his penis.
I would love. When did he say that happened? Recently?
I don't know. There were pictures of her like in the combat zones like 2 years ago.
I would watch a video of Elizabeth Warren getting her pussy blown out by a Marine.
Damn. So somebody's killing tech CEOs.
Somebody's killing tech CEOs?
Yeah.
I can't tell, but my guess is no one can hear you because the mic is...
No. I'm good. I got the cans on. Okay. California tech executive Tushar Atra was kidnapped from his home. Too short or not too short? Aye, that is the question.
What happened to Tushar?
Sicklied over with the pale cast of thought, shall I shit my pants or not? I don't know.
Tushar got killed?
Yeah, some guy named Tushar got killed, but then there's also another... HQ Trivia co-founder Colin Kroll.
They killed that man?
Yeah.
Not even the ones that are like fucking up the world, the guy that's doing trivia?
Yeah.
You can't kill the fucking...
Kroll, who was found dead last December in his Manhattan home, was a customer of Mike's Candy Shop.
Kroll?
Yeah, Kroll.
Mike's Candy Shop rocks.
Nick Kroll's brother?
I got fried Oreos there, dude. That place is awesome.
Have you ever gotten from Popeyes?
Oh, I guess he overdosed. But when you overdose now, they arrest the drug dealers because we live in a nanny state. Yeah, participation trophy world. Where you can't take responsibility for your own actions. They got to arrest the drug dealers now.
The man's just trying to make a living.
It's fucking millennials. They need, we need justice. The bad policeman shot my friend. Yeah.
Go off, bro.
Because these kids were all coddled.
These fucking millennials.
Fucking millennials.
That are 40 years old. Wait, that's how you know millennials so hacked.
I was watching
the biggest club hacks just talk about millennials now, like they're talking about children.
Yeah,
I like that.
A millennial is 40.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. This is like one of these this distinction between millennials and zoomers now that people are making. It's like, well, those aren't our children.
Yeah.
Those are people that are like what? 10 years younger than...
Well, 15, actually. Who's the youngest?
So I can rent a car? That's the difference?
Who's the young... What's the cutoff for Zoomer?
I think 23 or 22.
Yeah. Nah, they are different, though.
I was watching... I was on the plane...
There is a difference between being a baby with the fucking internet.
Yeah, yeah. They had, iPads at the table when they were at dinner.
I didn't have the internet until I was fucking 16, dude.
I didn't have texting until I was in college.
I'm 15 years old myself. Age is just a number, dude. Yeah. I can date 15-year-olds if I want to. It's just a number. No one talks about how Epstein identified as a 16-year-old cool guy with billions and billions of dollars.
16-year-old kid with a fucking leather jacket that got pussy.
It's just a cool teen trying to hang out. What is that looking up? Oh, yeah, Warren.
I watched 3 episodes of Feud on the plane home yesterday. And, we all know the setup. It's like basic race war, MAGA family, black family. Mm-hmm. And so one of the MAGA families was in the final where they have to get to 200 or something. And the thing was something the police do after they catch a suspect.
This is awesome.
And he's like...
The guy in the Elizabeth Warren thing has a XXX tattoo.
Hell
like
yeah,
sick.
Like, excuse me, did I ask your opinion?
I was...
What did they say?
Excuse me.
What did the MAGA family say?
The MAGA guy, they were something the police does after they get a suspect. And the guy was beat him. And Steve thought it was so funny. Steve loved it. I was like, for a second, I got nervous and be like, oh, yeah, I bet you think that. Steve thought it was hilarious.
How'd it do?
Not that good. Question them was number one.
Number one answer.
Yeah, yeah.
He looked kind of ripped, though, that guy with the triple X tattoo.
Yeah. He's an operator.
I would like I said, it would be funny to watch her just get her back blown out doggy style.
It would be sick if she like went David Letterman with it and she was like, yeah, I fucked him. So what?
I made a mistake. I fucked him.
What, are you trying to extort me?
Yeah, I like a little cock.
Yeah, I get my pussy wet, you know?
Me and my husband are in an open relationship, if you must.
Is she married?
Yeah, of course. She's got like a bunch of grain.
Is this supposed, like, are people supposed to give a shit? Like, what if Elizabeth Warren was like, yeah, I fucked that guy. Like who?
I know. It's hilarious.
Why would anyone care? What does that have to do with, like, fucking anything?
Yeah, no, I mean.
At this point
it's
now.
It's Jacob Wool, though. It's like.
In the wake of the Epstein
plans
thing,
are always the worst. Look,
anyone who pays attention in the slightest has, like, the subconscious or, like, maybe just barely, like, subliminal understanding that all of the elites fuck children. And that Epstein was murdered. I mean, there's no way fucking the guards are. Oh, we don't know who the guards are. They're dead. Nobody can hear from them. There's the camera. Sorry. Deal with it. Just deal with it.
Yeah.
That's it. Case closed. Mm-hmm. Not worried. There's no way you can just process that. It's like, it's just a shift. And now we all understand that, like.
Now we all know what's going on. They all, don't ask, don't tell. The policy to elite pedophilia has shifted to don't ask, don't tell.
It's like, okay, well, it's a given now that they're all pedophile, like all satanic worshiping pedophiles. It's like, which one of them is going to give us health care?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So it's like trying to come in with, like, oh, Elizabeth Warren had a boyfriend.
I know.
It's like. That doesn't violate
it. Makes her literally cooler.
Yeah, 100%.
Her biggest problem is that she's
not
cool.
Is that she's lame.
If she was getting her fucking hole smashed.
My pussy gets wet, I got a plan for that.
Mm-hmm. What I would like is to have my hole smashed.
By some guy doing pull-ups, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Just really torquing over that fucking.
Yeah, yeah, that'd be so good.
So she just lied about it. She completely was making up that.
And
right?
When we would go by the weird, mantle, dude. There was a picture of my Aunt B, and she had her titties out like most Native Americans. And, my grandmother would say to me, she was in National Geographic when she was 17 years old because she had the longest nipples in the teepee. And you don't have that. And my mom would always lament not having long nipples, which is a Native feature. Which is a thing most Native.
So, but yeah, she straight up lied, right? She's not.
No, she didn't lie. What I mean,
she probably thought it, her parents, like, probably told her that
she's like 1/32nd Native American. I mean, even if she like the amount of Native in her, what's being ignored is that, like, I've known numerous dipshits from like Oklahoma or North Texas that are like, yeah, I'm 1/32nd Cherokee. That's like, it's like anything that you have anything about you that differentiates you in some way.
For sure.
It's like a feather in your cap. There's a lot of fucking white people that claim to be a certain degree Cherokee. Absolutely. Or whatever.
Absolutely.
And it does something for them, you know?
That was in Maryland.
Do they put that on their college apps?
I think I knew people in fucking Baltimore that said
that. Like, part Native or whatever.
Yeah.
So it's not that she used it for like getting the job at Harvard. The problem is that years after she had already been just identifying as a white woman, there were like protests at Harvard that they weren't employing enough minorities in their staff. And after that, she started identifying again as a Native American, helping her fucking employers change their like numbers. Diversity demographics. Yeah, yeah, so it's like, in no way is she functioning as a woman of color, but she's doing it to help her employers continue a discriminatory hiring.
And to stop a person of color from getting a job.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That's fucking
sucks. What kind of Native Americans were in Maryland?
I don't fucking know.
The Chesapeake. Mm-hmm. The
Assateague.
Yeah. The Assateague.
The Assateague.
Probably the same shit as everywhere else.
Yeah.
You know?
The Hickachaw.
I mean, the big ones are what? Like Cherokee. That was all in the middle of the country. The famous ones are all in the middle of the country. The ones that are
Seminoles. No, in the south. The southwest, too.
Sure.
The Comanche. Iroquois was like New York.
Yeah. Algonquin.
Yeah. Those are cool. They had cool ass names.
Well, we came up with all those names.
Yeah.
They didn't have names for
them. They stole it from us.
They took them. They were like, what do we call you? And they're like, we don't know how to do anything. Yeah. We don't have a language. We just smoke all day long.
We just get the fucking
pipe. We just fucking smoke. We just blast cigs all day long. We fucking eat
Eat maize.
Nobody told us you're not supposed to eat the dick and asshole and the shit of a buffalo. We didn't know that.
Y'all want a shit burger?
Yeah.
Y'all want a buffalo shit pie?
It's really sad what we've done to them. They're all like drunks with diabetes.
Yeah, it's pretty effed up. I'm a gay guy and my penis is small.
What were the Connecticut Indians?
The freaking Bochuaquois?
Yeah, you got them.
The freaking.
Yeah. I was doing that, making myself laugh earlier with like. Just Macklemore trying to write his latest song or whatever. He's like, if Botham Jean had been wearing boat shoes and jeans, would they have still blasted him while eating ice cream?
And that bitch only like, got 10 years for killing like, a man in his home.
And Macklemore, she got a hug, too.
That's wild.
She got a hug from the brother.
The hug is obscene, but it's like, I don't know.
Hug from the judge is the obscene part.
What's the average, sentence for murder with
the
no
priors? The judge
priors?
Gave her a hug?
I don't know.
What's the median sentence for like second-degree murder with no priors? Is probably somewhere around 10 years anyways.
And that saint, that guy that did the fappening... got 15 years.
He did?
I think he did, yeah. That gentleman.
That Robin Hood.
Who just wanted to show, let us know what the titties of actresses looked like.
Dude, he's
on
like
their private phones.
It's like Chelsea Manning.
He is like Chelsea Manning. Like Chelsea it's like a Snowden Manning. Kind of, he blew the whistle on those titties.
For the good of the world, dude.
For the good of everyone. That was information we all had the right to know.
we all deserved it.
Deserve to know. As citizens, taxpaying citizens.
We all deserve to
now
know.
Now we have to pay for his prison for 15 years. Mm-hmm. When all he wanted to do was let us know what Alison Brie's jumbo yum-yums look like.
That's right. Yeah.
Which, by the way, you see them?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm jealous of...
Dave Franco's a lucky man, bro.
I'm jealous of Dave Franco, brother.
Yeah, I don't know, but I don't know what the average sentence is.
I feel like whatever.
But the hugging shit is fucking insane.
The judge.
I mean, well, the family, I mean, they can do whatever the fuck want. But the judge, and I like how, like, just a day prior, people are like, you know, if it was a white man, he would have gotten off. It's like, shut up. Second of all, show me a single case where the judge is going to hug the male murderer.
That's so weird.
It's fucking, yeah. She tried to do the white girl crying thing.
She truly did.
And it almost worked.
It, yeah.
It almost
worked. It probably peeled 10 to 5 years off her sentence.
Yeah. The stand your ground defense.
In his fucking house!
In someone else's house is just the coolest shit ever. That is just so like... That is the wildest.
Dude, I don't know what the fuck in the meat. That's
yeah, but you don't know that.
You're right.
That was just part of like jury instruction in terms of like the jury asked whether or not they could consider
she ended a man's life.
The castle doctrine, but there's like a bunch of like, the thing that jumps out at you right away is like, you know, how do you interpret that the jury is asked because they convicted him. So is the jury asking, can you consider the castle doctrine in sentencing if like. You know, to say what that she that part of her defense or something they're just like considering in the case in general, because like what does the castle doctrine say, right? That you have the right to kill somebody, you have no duty to retreat as long as you're inside your house, right? So, like it could be that they're thinking like, well, if she really thought that she was in her house, then she would have to, or like she would have the right to kill this person, right? But that really is a question of like. To what degree is it reasonable that she believed that she was in her house?
But also,
the other direction.
It was his house.
I know, but it's like that's not necessarily what the jury is thinking and asking that question. It's like that's where your like head would just go like immediately. But I mean, you don't know what was like happening during deliberation that they're saying like, well, you know, even if she thought she was in his house, you know, he still has the right.
He has the right. What do you mean? They convicted him for something?
Well, here's. No, they didn't convict him.
If there's a black person in your house, you can legally kill them.
They didn't, yeah, if you're a cop. Yeah, they didn't convict him. But let's say, like, if you establish that he had the right to kill her, yeah, he had no duty to retreat, then for her to say, I was in fear of my life, that is like
that's crazy.
If she's to say, I was in fear of my life, she should be, because he has a legal reason to kill her. And in which case, saying, I have a fear of my life is no longer a defense. Because it's like, you know, let's say like a cop, right?
Right.
Like, you, let's say you're a black person and you understand exactly how the police operate. You have a reasonable fear that a cop will kill you with your interactions with a black person. Mm-hmm. But because the cop has a legal right to exercise deadly force, you can't use as a defense, like, well, I was worried he was going to kill me, so I shot him.
So she couldn't use it as a defense.
Yeah, I mean, and it could be that. I don't know. I mean, like, I don't know why, because the jury ended up convicting her anyway. So, like,
she killed this motherfucker in his house, dude.
Yeah.
Was there any prior shit between them? I haven't really paid attention to the case.
Yeah, I didn't really either. I mean, it just, like, it seemed like one of those things where it's like, okay, well, she's going to be convicted.
How long did Martha Stewart get?
For insider trading?
A couple years.
2 years? Or yeah. Shit? I think it's worth more than 5 Martha Stewarts to kill a motherfucker in his house.
Why?
Because, dude, my bitch was just trying to make a little extra scratch, buy a couple more fucking big pie rollers.
Mm-hmm.
But this lady killed a man.
And let's not forget about the guy that did the fapping too.
Yeah,
15 years.
Yeah, we should be judged. It should be judged in fappenings.
She got 6.66 fappenings. Not cool.
Fucked up, bro.
Yeah. Well, she'll be out in like, what, 5 years?
Yeah.
That's the other thing. She's not doing 10.
Oh, she's about to behave so good.
She's going to have great behavior.
Maybe she's going to be on her best behavior.
I wouldn't be mad if she got fucked up in jail, I guess.
Yeah. Fogel style.
Yeah, she's going to have a different kind.
Are you like pro-death penalty in these cases?
No, I'm not.
Yeah. I'm not pro-death penalty, but it seems like...
But I think you should be in jail for have a bad... You know, like, you just...
10 years is long, though. I'm not saying that it's the right sentence, but just think about it. Sitting in a room for 10 years. It's a long-ass time. Think about where you were 10 years ago.
I have really no opinion. I don't know. I mean, 10 years seems like a long time to me, but I don't give a shit either way.
I don't know. I feel like you get more for, you know. That seems like a wild. And it wasn't even like a fuck. Yeah, anyway, whatever. I don't. It just seems like a small amount. Mm-hmm. I don't know, though, how often what people usually get for murder. I don't really check in. Because most of the time, these motherfuckers don't go to jail.
Yeah. What, cops?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But. Whatever, who cares?
Well, I think like Dallas in general learned their lesson with that guy that kind of lost it. And
iced, the shooter guy?
Yeah, that iced all those cops a couple years ago.
That guy was cool.
Yeah. That was cool.
And it kind of, it fixed it,
yeah,
you know?
Dude.
I mean, it's like people say like, oh, well, Amber Geiger went to jail because, you know, she's a woman. It's like, no, she went to jail because somebody did something a couple years ago. Yeah. Somebody stood up and said, all right, look, the system needs to check itself.
That's right.
There's gonna be we're gonna go full Dorner.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna get Dorner down.
Where's Dorner at, dude?
I'm a Dorner to Dorner salesman.
The Dorner,
knocking on Dorners.
The Dorner, the men of Dorner.
How Dorners? Much longer you got on the beard, Nick?
Jim Morrison. What do you mean?
How much longer you're? When's 6 months?
Oh, I guess another month or so.
You got another month?
Really? It's already been.
It's
that
been
long.
5 months.
Yeah, last time I shaved was in May.
Damn.
Fuck, May was 5 months ago?
That's wild, dude. What have we done with
we're
our lives?
Die.
Yeah, well, I grew a beard, so I don't know about you.
That is an accomplishment.
Stop going on the road.
Not much happened with me.
I'm going to continue to be on the road, everyone.
Yeah, you got broken up with.
Well, I don't know about with, but...
Broken up to.
From.
If you'd like to see me on the road, I'll be in Kalamazoo on the 19th.
Kalamazoo.
Detroit on the 20th. I'm trying to figure out New Orleans, perhaps, and then Atlanta on 11/23, Baltimore. I'm doing Thanksgiving shows on the 29th and the 30th at Joe Squared, and I'm in Houston on the 13th of December, and I'm gonna add a couple more dates here soon, and I'm gonna get my fucking nuts sucked.
Mm-hmm. No funny moms tomorrow.
No funny moms tomorrow, but we're back the week after.
The week after, I believe it's the 14th.
And I am at the Stand every Tuesday at Fat Tuesdays. We've had some good-ass shows recently. And that's pretty much it. Buy Nick's shirts at cum.town. the guy who designed these is gay. Thanks, man. And that ought to do it for us.
All right. Yep.
All right. Goodbye, everybody.